Welcome to FM Yerushalmi. Shir sponsoring the schus of the return of all the hostages and the end of the war in Eretz Yisrael. We're holding in Pesachim Daf Tes in the Oiz V'Hodor edition, Perek Rishin, starting Alocha Ches in the band of Ches Amud Beis. Says the Mishnah, Amar Amir, Midivreyem Lamanu. We learn from their words. The Gemara is going to explain which words of who. We learn the following. What do we learn? She'sorfin Truma Tehoiro Imatmeyo BePesach. When it comes the time of Biru Chometz, you can take a Truma Tehoiro, which is Chometz, and a Truma Tmeyo, which is Chometz, and put it together in the fire, even though the two Trumas are going to touch each other, and you're going to make the Truma Tehoiro into Tmeyo. Amalur Abiyasi, Eino Yamido. So Abiyasi said that, where do you learn this from? That's not the same. We never found in the examples that we had before that there you could go Mitame something Tor. Never found such a thing. Continues the Mishnah of Tessa Mudalev. Moidim Abelazar Rabbi Yeshua should serve him Zulatzo Zulatzo. Abelazar Rabbi Yeshua, as we'll see in a moment, that they have a discussion regarding burning things together. They agree that when you have a Torah and a Tome, each one has to be burned alone. V'alman Nichlaku, what is the argument in Abelazar Rabbi Yeshua? Ala Tluyo V'ala Tmeo. When you have something which is Safik Tome and something which is Vadai Tome, Shablazar Rabbi Yeshua Zulatzo Zulatzo, Rabbi Yeshua Yemeshtem Kachas. There, Rabbi Elazar is machmir to say each one should be burned alone. Rabbi Yeshua there says you can burn it together. But that's only tluy of a tmeo, not tahir of a tmeo. So he explains the Gemara. Ma'u bePesach. First of all, the Mishnah says that you're burning both things on Pesach. What is Pesach? Barbas. We're not talking about Pesach itself. We're talking the 14th, an Erev Pesach, when you need to burn the chametz. That's what we're talking about. When the Mishnah said, Rav Meir said, Midivreim Lamanu, who's Divreim? It's the previous two Mishnahs. We had Rav Akiva in the previous Mishnah, and Rav Chanina is Gan HaKriyanim in the Mishnah before that. Today we said you could go and elevate Tumah. You could take something which is Shlishi L'Tumah and put it in the fire and make it Rishi L'Tumah or make it Sheni L'Tumah. Rav Shem Elokishoma, Midivrei Abelazar, Midivrei Abishua. We're learning it from something else. For the Machlekes, our Blazer Rabbi Yeshua, that we have in Maseches Trumas. So there it says that if you have a barrel of Truma that broke and it's going, it's spilling or flowing from a top place to a bottom place. And the bottom place you have Chulin Tmeim. Chulin, which is Tameh. Now when Truma becomes Tameh, it's basically unusable. You can't use it anymore. Because there's nothing you can do with Truma except burn and use it as a candle. But you can't eat it. So the truma is flowing towards the chulin, and if it touches the chulin, it will become tameh, and everything will be non-edible. So what can you do to save the chulin? What you could do is you could come and receive the truma in the vessel. But the problem is the vessel that you have is tameh. So the shaila is like this. If I'm going to take a kli tameh and receive the truma, I'll make the truma tameh b'yadayim. If I don't do it, the truma will become tameh anyway on its own. So Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Yeshua argue. Rabbi Elazar says, let it go and become tameh on its own. Don't make it tameh be'adayim. You can't be metameh truma be'adayim. Rabbi Yeshua says you could be metameh be'adayim in order to save the chulin below. So according to Ish Lakish, that's where Rameir learns his idea. Rameir learns from there. The same way there I'm allowed to be metameh the truma tahoiro, because anyway it's going to become tameh. So also here I can burn the truma tahoiro, because anyway I'm burning it, so I can make it tameh. And in Mele, according to this, the Hemshech of the Mishnah by us depends on also Bachlekes Rabbi Yochanan Mishlokish. According to Rabbi Yochanan, that we learn from the previous Mishnayas. So comes Rabbi Yossi and asks on Rameir, how do you learn from the previous Mishnayas? There we talk here about taking something which is already Tameh. Just it's a lower level Tumo, you're making it a higher level Tumo. We never learned about taking something Tar and making it Tameh. And according to Mishlokish, what Rabbi Yossi is asking is, Rabbi Yeshua, the only reason Rabbi Yeshua allows you to make the Truma Tameh, because you're saving the Chulin, so make it Tameh. But here, why are we making it Tameh? Why are we putting in the fire together with something Tameh? Just put it on a separate fire. Says the Gemara, on my Abzeir Kamir Rabbi Yossi, I'll die to Rabbi Yochanan Nichol. Rabbi Yochanan says, I understand. But I'll die to the Rabbi Mishlokish, Mamba Abloz Rabbi Yeshua Lakan. Rabbi makes a lot of sense. We are in the middle of the Mishnah, as we mentioned, we mentioned Rabbi Akiva. So now we're coming and continuing regarding Chametz. But if we're learning it for Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Yeshua, what does belong here in Masechet Pesachim? Omalei Tanyon Inon. Meaning, Rabbi Yossi misunderstood Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir really learned from Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Yeshua, has nothing to do with our Masechet. But Rabbi Yossi thought that Rabbi Meir learned it from the previous Mandomer and the previous Mishnahs. So that's why Rabbi Yossi says, how could you learn from these Mishnahs? And that's why it's over here. Rabbi Yassi b'Shabir Chaimin said that Moir and Rabbi Yassi said a kol moidim b'shishasa she'sorfin true metoyer v'tmeo. In the 16th of Nisan, meaning after Pesach already came in, it's also midoraisa. Everybody agrees that you could burn true metoyer with true metmeo. And the whole machlekes our Mishnah is we're talking about the sixth hour in erev Pesach, which is only Issur Derabanan. So the Rabbi says we never found that Issur Derabanan you could go and be metam be'adaim. But the Shas in the 16th of Nisan, when it becomes also be deraiso, so there everybody agrees you can be time be a dime. So it says like more Rabbi Yossi Makshe. So Rabbi Yossi the Amoyer asks, Lama Rabbi Yossi Oimer Eino Hamido? Why does Rabbi Yossi in our Mishnah disagree with Rameir and says, Rameir, I don't understand. How did you learn this concept? And the Gemara explains what is bothering Rabbi Yossi the Amoyer. Rabbi Yossi do Shom Adob Rabbi Yochanan Divrei Bekiva Divrei Rabbi Chanina's Gal Kehanim. He learned that what Rameir is learning from is the previous Mishnayos, is the Mishnah of Rabbi Akiva, Mishnah of Chanan Kriyanim, that said that you could burn in the same fire a tumor which was a higher level tumor and a lower level tumor. And you also heard Rabbi Kapro from two dapim ago. They're referring to the Mishnah of Chanan Kriyanim that you burn together, as you're talking about a tumor der Raisa and a tumor der Rabbanan that you can burn together. Did not hear the other opinion, Rabbi Yochanan's opinion. They explained two Mishnahs ago that we talk about that he burned Tuma Doraisa with a Tuma Doraisa, meaning just Rish of the Tuma or Shlish of the Tuma. He learned, like my Kapra, that he's time at Tuma Doraisa with a Tuma Derabonon. So the Amoy Rabbi Yossi is asking the following. We just mentioned, on the 16th of Nisan, everybody agrees that you can burn the Isser with a Tameh, meaning you have Truma, which is Tahar, but now it's Chametz. That's a Chametz Deraisa. So it's Asser. You can burn it with a Truma Tmeo, because they're both anyway Asser Mideraisa. So you're burning an Isser Tahar with a Truma Tahar. How do you know that? So Rabbi Yossi Damar says, the way you know it, Sheket Sarfim, Truma Tahar and Truma Tahar. Meaning, because it's clear that I could burn in the same fire two levels, tumas deraisa, tumas shrishta tumas shlishya tumo, you could burn together. So that teaches you the osa could burn isu with tumo. So says the one of Tesla Ubeis, Kachi mutal listrof isu divreim tumas toiro, shekot surfing tumas divreim tumas toiro. So says the Beis Yidah Moiro, so the same thing will apply regarding the isu derabanan. According to the way Barkapra explained the previous mission, that you're allowed to burn a Tuma Derabanan with a Tuma Deraisa, right? You can put in the same fire, Tuma Bishukim Deraisa, Tuma Derabanan, put it together. So you should learn as well that you could burn together an Isur Derabanan with a Tuma Deraisa. Meaning that in the sixth hour in Erev Pesach, the Chametz becomes also Derabanan. So you should be able to burn it with a Tuma Deraisa. If I can burn a Tuma Derabanan with a Tuma Deraisa, I should be able to burn an Isur Derabanan with a Tuma Deraisa. But maybe you're going to come and argue there's a difference between an Isser and Tumo. Gemara goes back to say that. Elashani Isser, Shashani Tumo. Maybe an Isser and Tumo are not exactly the same. That's not true. Voma Beis, Shabiakra, Kol Moidim, Shishosor, Shisorvin, Trumatoi, Ravitmeo. You said you agree that on Pesach itself, you could burn a Trumatoi with a Trumatmeo. Why? Because it becomes also Deraiso. So you agree that Isser and Tumo are exactly the same. The same way I could burn two levels of Tumo Deraiso together, I could burn a Tumo Deraiso with an Isser Deraiso. So that we may say the same thing, according to Bar Kapro. The same way I could burn a two levels of Tumo, one Deraiso, one Derabanon, I should be able to burn a Tumo Deraiso with an Isser Derabanon. Kishem Shalachilak, the Lona Ben Isser Toyo, the Tumas Toyo. You now mechalik between an Isser Toyo and Tumas Toyo. She can serve it Tumas Toyo and Tumas Toyo. And you learn the fact you're burning two Tumas Toyo together, that you can burn an Isser together with a Tumo. Kach lo tak lo gonna be Isser Divrem the Tumas Toyo. So also we have Isser Derabanan. You should not be a problem to burn a Tumas Toyo. She can serve it Tumas Divrem and Tumas Toyo. So the same way you burn Tumas Derabanan or Tumas Deraisa. So Rabbi Yossi the Amoyer says, I don't understand the question of Rabbi Yossi in the Mishnah and Rameir. He says a very good thing. The same way you agree that Issa Doraisa, you could burn a Tuma Doraisa because you learn from Tuma and Tuma, so you should be able to burn also Issa Derabanan with Tuma Doraisa because you learn Tuma from Tuma. Says the Gemara, Elo, but according to Rabbi Yochanan, Ben Zed Vartayo. According to Rabbi Yochanan, I understand the question. Because we learned in the previous Mishnah you could burn together, there's only two Tumas Doraisa. Tumah shlish to tumah, nevish to tumah. That's what Rabbi Yochanan explained the previous Mishnah. We never said that you could do a derabanan or deraisa, so you can't learn to chometz in Erev Pesach. And that's what Gemara continues and says. Also, Abchia Barbo min Tzorva Omar Mishmei Rabbi Yochanan. He said, "Name Rabbi Yochanan bein zeh ubein zeh dvator." Meaning, we spoke of the previous Mishnayos. It's two things. There are two tumors. There are iso. Ve'omer Yosiois. And we may understand the question of Yosi down Tano in the Mishnah. Talman tumas toyro im tumas toyro. There you talk about two tumas toyro, bramacho, and also psul toyro and tumas toyro. Or if it's not a tumas toyro, it's a psul toyro. Right? It's according to the Mishnah of Rabbi Akiva, we're talking something which is psul, not tome. It doesn't transfer tumo. But it's still both from the deraisa, both from the toyro. We never learn the derabanan. The Mishnah is very clear. He says, how can you learn that on the 14th of Nisan, which only a yisur derabanan, we never found the derabanan you can burn with deraisa. So now the Gemara says the flip side. The kasha derabeichon deramayor. So now the question is on Rameir in the Mishnah. How does Rameir go and compare what we learned in the previous Mishnayos to the case of burning a Yisur Derabanan with a Tumah Deraisa? The question of Rabbi Yossi is a very, very valid question. So answers the Gemara. Now we're going to use here the Girsa of Rav Chaim, which takes the following few sentences in the Gemara and changes the order. He goes to the third sentence, then back to the second, and back to the first. The third sentence in our print is printed in the bottom of the page. Omar Avavin, Rameir Kedaiti. Rameir goes to Shetosai. Rameir Machmer B'divrein K'divrei Torah. Rameir always compares the Yisur Derabanan to Yisur Deraisa. In Ashkel, Rameir Machmer B'divrein K'divrei Torah. Where do we find Rameir compares the Derabanan to Deraisa? So the Gemara of Chanino, Kai Detinir Kabon, as we said there in the Mishnah on Maseches Nido, Haroya Ekesem, a woman who sees a stain on her clothing, but she's confused. She doesn't know when she's seeing the stain. Is the stain when she becomes a Nido or a Zova? Azov, the din is, after the 7 days that the woman is in Nido, if she sees blood for 3 consecutive days, she becomes Azov. She's not sure if she saw it during the days of Ziva or not. Says the Gemara in our print is the top of Yudam Udalef. Harezim Mikul Kelis. She is ruined because she doesn't know where she is. Mer says she has to be Machmer and she will be considered to be Azov. Say no. Ksomim staining is not Esa Deraisa. Only Rabbanu were machmir to treat staining as blood. So therefore, they were not machmir to make her azova. So Rabbanu says, something that makes a woman tamei only the Rabbanu doesn't have the same level of something that makes a woman tamei deraisa, you're not machmir there. Rameir says, no, staining, even though it's only the Rabbanu, we treat it like deraisa, and a woman who saw staining for 3 days, she will be considered to be azova lechumra. So you see that Rameir is comparing Derabanan to Deraisa. So very good in our Mishnah, says Rameir, if a Deraisa, I could burn an Isser together with a Tumah. So also if the Isser is only Derabanan, I could burn it together with a Tumah. Because the Gemara now, according to Reb Chaim's Girsa, we're going back one sentence, and the Gemara asks, Vekasho de bar kapo al derabreisi, fader Rameir omi divrem lamanu. Now we're going to the flip side, going back to what the Gemara said before. According to bar kapo, what's the question of Rameir? On Rameir. Rameir says, very good. We saw in the previous Ishtayas that you could burn a Tumah Derabanan with a Tumah Deraisa. So Yimele, you could also burn a Yisur Derabanan with a Tumah Deraisa. And very good, Rameir says, Midivrei Laman, we learned from what we said. Why is Rabbi Yossi questioning it? Answers the Gemara. Now we're going one sentence backwards, according to the Girsa of Chaim, Savar Bakapur Kev Shimon Lokish, Tebeshling Shimon Lokish Alma Midivrei Abelazar Abishua. Meaning Rameir, the way Rabbi Kapo will explain it, Rameir did not learn like Rabbi Yochanan, which we learned from the previous Ishayas. Because we're not comparing an Isser to a Tumah. That we're not doing. Rameir is learning it from Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Yeshua, meaning the Machlekes of Elazar Rabbi Yeshua regarding Tumah that's going down, flowing into Chulin Tomeh. And there Rabbi Yeshua says you can make the Tumah Tomeh by taking a vessel and receiving the Tumah in order not to make the Chulin completely gone by mixing it up with Tumah and making it unedible. So Yimele, the Mahalach and the Mishnah, Rameir learned from Blazer Rabbi Yeshua that they're taking a Tumah Tehoiro and are making a Tomet to save the Chulin. He learned Yimele, something which is also for sure he could go and Metamet and put it together with Tomet. But Rabbi Yossi misunderstood Rameir. He thought Rameir is learning it from Chananel Sgan Koyani and Rabbi Akiva. So he says, how can you compare Isser to Tumah? They were talking about burning Tumah and Tumah together, not Tumah and Isser together. And that's why this Mishnah is brought down over here, because he thought we were learning from our previous Mishnahs. Says Rameir, I didn't learn from there. I learned from Blazer Rabbi Shua. That's a whole different discussion. And from there, it's a very good indication. If I can make Tumah Tehoiro, make a Tomeh, of course I can take something which is also to make a Tomeh. So to summarize, according to Bar Kapo, if you're learning from the previous Mishnahs, I do have a problem, because the previous Mishnahs tell you you can take a Derabanan and bring it with a Deraisa. And if you compare Isser to Tumah, so very good, you have a Ray has a very good Raya. What is a Brisa you want for a man? So the Gemara concludes in two ways. Either the previous Mishnayos talk about their Raisas, like a Rabbi Yochanan, and you can't learn their Rabban from their Raisa. And that's the question of Brisa Rameir. Or we don't compare Isser to Tumah. And what Rameir is learning from is not from the previous Mishnayos, he's learning from Blazer and Rabbi Yeshua. And Rabbi Yossi thought he learned from the previous Mishnayos, and that itself is the question, how do you learn Isser from Tumah? With this, we conclude Yerushalmi Psachim Daf Tes.